This is a sitting mindfulness practice. We'll practice in four stages, each lasting between 5 or 6 minutes, and in each stage we vary how we're practicing mindfulness by varying the object that we're bringing our awareness to. In the first stage, we bring more awareness to the body and how we're sitting. And then in the second, we bring more awareness to the breathing. It's mindfulness of the breathing. In the third, we shift our attention to awareness of sounds and listening. And in the fourth stage, we bring our awareness to thinking and thoughts. So we'll be practicing for around 20 to 25 minutes. And if that seems too long for you today, you can choose to practice for 10 or 15 minutes, just doing the first one, two or three stages. And if you do this, make the decision now, as you're beginning, make that decision, and whatever you've chosen to do, set your intention to practice for that length of time. However long you're choosing to practice today, 10, 15, 20 minutes, making a commitment to that, setting your intention to engage with the mindfulness practice as best as you can today, for the time that you've chosen, and to stay with it. In my experience, this small action can really make a difference. So let's make a start, making sure that you won't be interrupted during this mindfulness practice by anything or anyone. Taking your seat if you've not done so already, and making sure that you're fairly comfortable. And we'll move into the first stage. Stage 1. In this stage, bringing awareness to the body and how you're sitting. Sitting fairly upright, but not stiffly. Sitting fairly evenly, not too much to the right or the left. Nor leaning forwards or backwards. So you may like to explore moving just a little bit to the right and the left, just a few degrees to the right, a few degrees to the left, just a little, so that you can feel the weight of your body shifting very slightly, more onto your right sitting bone and then onto your left sitting bone, just a few times, and coming to rest where you feel more or less even. And in a similar way, moving the body just a little, just a few degrees forwards and back, just a few degrees, feeling how this movement alters your sensation of sitting. So coming to rest again, where you feel more or less upright. And I say more or less because we're simply exploring the sensations of our body in this sort of way. And as we're noticing these sensations and how the body feels, there's no matter of it being right or wrong. It's just how it is, how it feels in each moment. So having made any little adjustments to the way you're seated, now encouraging the body to be still in an even and dignified and stable posture. Chest fairly open, heart lifting, hands resting on the legs or one on top of the other in your lap, whichever you choose. Resting your arms as best you can, releasing the shoulders and resting the weight of the arms, the hands and the fingers in the position you've chosen. Finding, again as best you can, a comfortable and poised position for the head and the neck. Again, maybe just letting the head move a little, one side to the other, a little forwards and backwards, very, very little, just so you can feel the weight of the head and find a position of poise and balance for the head on top of the spine. And at the other end of the body, feeling your feet resting evenly on the floor, feeling the contact of the soles of the feet with the ground. And as you're settling into this first stage of the mindfulness practice, getting a general sense of how you are, how you feel in yourself at this present time. Just noticing how you are without forming any opinion about it or any judgment about it. Or if you do, just noticing that you're forming an opinion or forming a judgment about it, however you're feeling. And being aware of the room that you're sitting in, the space around you, the space in the room in which you're sitting. This settling in is a good way of arriving more completely, bringing yourself more fully here for the mindfulness practice. And you don't have to do anything for these minutes, these moments of the mindfulness practice today. You can simply be here, simply reminding yourself from moment to moment, simply being here, just sitting here. That's enough. Just being here, experiencing your body sitting in this chair, your feet on the floor, your hands resting. And perhaps there's some subtle or slight sensation of the feeling of your clothes on your body. Just being here from moment to moment. So letting go of the experience of one moment and welcoming or receiving the experience of the next moment. So building up your interest, of getting interested in your experience in this way. Not expectations, no expectations, but being interested in exploring your own experiencing. And moving on into the second stage. And in the second stage, allowing your awareness of your breathing to become a little more prominent in your whole field of awareness, beginning by simply noticing the breath a little more. The sensations becoming a little clearer to you. Tuning in to the sensations of the body and the breath. As the breath travels into the body and then out of the body, the actual feeling of the air that you're breathing, all the way in and all the way out. And there's no need to breathe in any special way. Sometimes you may find the body is taking a longer breath, sometimes a shorter breath. Just being aware of the breath, of the body breathing, the sensations of the air travelling in and travelling out to your own rhythm, the rhythm of your own breath. So it's as if you're turning up the attention on the breathing, turning up your attention on the breathing, and turning down the other aspects of your awareness. So those other aspects are still there in the background. There's a sense of where you are, what you're doing, various sensations, thoughts and ideas probably coming and going. And at the centre of it all, at the centre of your field of awareness, is your breathing. And your awareness rests lightly and clearly on the moving breath, the breath moving in and out of the body. So you're not doing anything with the breath, you're just being with it, just being aware of the breath. So the body receives the breath from the air around. Sometimes we talk about taking a breath, but let's for now feel that the body is simply receiving each breath into the body, and in due time the breath is releasing. The breath is releasing, travelling out again, back into the body of the air around us, the air that's around all living beings. And it can be helpful to notice where you feel the breath most clearly. It might be around the nostrils, the air travelling in, travelling out, or it might be around the belly, the movement of the tummy as you're breathing. Just noticing where you feel the breath more particularly. And if you notice your awareness slips away from time to time, once you've noticed that, just gently returning your awareness, gently escorting your awareness back to the sensations of the breathing. No need to get caught up in why the attention wandered. No need to tell yourself off. Just simply come back. Coming back to the breath. And in stage three, we move our awareness to sounds or listening. So this stage is mindfulness of listening or hearing. And this is our main focus of awareness in this stage. So simply allowing yourself to notice sounds, any sounds you're aware of, in each present moment. Noticing what sounds are entering the field of your awareness. So the breathing just carries on all by itself, and we're listening to the sounds around us. Sounds near, sounds farther away, sounds sounds louder and softer. And it may be that there are few sounds, or the sounds are very quiet. We can be aware of the quality or the character of the quietness. And as we're listening, the breathing carries on by itself. We're listening and we simply receive the sounds into our awareness. Just as you are receiving the breath, each breath and releasing it, receiving each sound, aware of any opinion about that sound, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. Whether you would like to hear more of it or less of it. Or perhaps you'd rather it wasn't there at all. Simply being aware of these opinions about the sounds that you hear. Simply allowing sounds to be just as they are and attending to them, being with your listening moment by moment by moment. Without getting carried away in thoughts about the sounds. If you find that that's happened, freshly bringing your awareness back to each moment. Letting go of each moment as it passes and freshly bringing your awareness to each new moment and whatever sounds there may be presenting themselves to you in this moment. And in this moment. And in this moment. Noticing sounds as they come and go, and even in a way feeling the sounds, sensing the qualities of the sounds. As you are feeling the qualities of the breathing, the qualities of the sensations of the body, how the sounds or the silences can be softer, or harder, or quieter, or louder. Always letting your awareness be fresh in each moment to receive sounds, any sounds there may be, or to receive the silence of each moment. In stage four of our mindfulness practice, we're moving our awareness particularly now to thoughts and thinking. And it can be helpful to briefly bring our awareness back to how we're sitting, our physical presence, aware of the body's contact with the seat that we're sitting on, aware of the contact of the feet with the floor, the arms and hands resting, the shoulders, aware of the face, the eyes, the mouth, a sense of the whole of the body, balanced and poised, bringing also clear awareness to the sensations of breathing as we're sitting here, and turning our awareness to the experience of thinking, observing whatever thoughts may be present, may be arising, noticing thoughts present, thoughts arising, thoughts going, noticing and simply acknowledging the presence of those thoughts, the passing of those thoughts, if there are any. Not getting caught up in the thoughts, not being carried away or drawn into the thoughts, simply noticing. And just as with the breathing and the sounds, if or when you notice that your attention has wandered away from the present moment, has slipped away and wandered off with a thought or a train of thinking, then when you notice, quietly celebrate that you've noticed. Celebrate that moment of awareness, recognizing that you've been away, as it were, and coming back. In fact, you've already come back to the present moment, so there's no judging, no telling yourself off about it. As we've already noticed, the mind wanders. It's one of the things that minds do. And our intention here is to simply train ourselves to notice that, gently and steadily practicing, noticing when that happens, noticing coming back and returning to this moment. Sometimes thoughts can be uncomfortable or difficult, and we might still get carried away with them. Sometimes thoughts can be very pleasing or pleasurable. Sometimes they can be very interesting. So it may be helpful to give each thought a name or a label to acknowledge what kind of thoughts they are. For example, you could label a thought, "That's worrying," or "There's planning going on." Oh, there's an angry thought. Or, I'm noticing I'm having a thought that's sad. So at the same time, sensing the emotional tone of that thought and letting it go. Letting things move on. So we have the expression, a stream of consciousness. And sometimes it does feel like that, just a stream of thoughts following one after another, babbling away. And just as we might sit beside an actual stream and observe the flow of the water and the way the light is constantly sparkling on the water, constantly changing, so we can, as it were, sit beside the stream of our thinking, watching it flickering and flowing, ever changing, ever moving, on and on. And occasionally you might be drawn into the current and carried away for a while. But when you realise this has happened, just bringing yourself out onto the banks of the stream again. And if you find yourself getting a bit lost in this stream of thoughts and thinking, it's always helpful to come back to a sense of your body and your breathing, returning to a sense of here and now. A clear sense of the breath and the body. And the sound of the bell brings our mindfulness practice to a close for today. As the sound dies away, giving yourself a little time, a minute or two, to just sit quietly, to absorb your experience of practicing mindfulness today, for just a little while before you get yourself up, moving on into the next part of your life.